Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Pops, pops. Pops, 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 pops.
Oh Gott, yes!
Holy Mac and Cheese Balls.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Spezialfolge. Wir haben letzte Saison nämlich so viele tolle Interviewgäste gehabt und möchten euch die gesamten Interviews natürlich nicht vorenthalten. Und so verkürzen wir uns gemeinsam auch noch die Wartezeit zur nächsten Formel 1 Saison. In dieser Episode gibt es das Interview mit Claire Sibley zu hören. Das haben wir Anfang letzter Saison 2021 aufgenommen. Und Claire ist Head of Quality und Manufacturing Engineering bei Williams Formula One. Und was sie so zu erzählen hat, das hört ihr jetzt. Die erste Frage, die wir natürlich immer stellen, ist: Was war dein erster Kontakt zur Formel 1?
So I think my first contact would have been, my family were never that into Formula One, so I kind of didn't have it on at home or anything. But I used to have a friend who lived on the same road as me, and I used to go around sometimes on a weekend to play with her, and her dad was always doing the ironing, watching Formula One. So I remember periods, but I do have kind of like periods where I don't have any knowledge of kind of like what teams were in Formula One and stuff. So the period I was kind of like probably most seeing it was kind of the Schumacher, Damon mm-hmm. Hill kind of era. So then there's big gaps until I actually started working in it.
Yeah. And how was your way into Formula One? Was it always something you wanted to do?
No, is that answer. And I feel partly quite not guilty, but I know there's people who would be desperate to kind of have the jobs that I have and kind of like work in Formula One. So I do feel a bit bad that I kind of just sort of not lucked in, but I left university. I'd done material science there. It kind of really, I loved what I'd studied, and I was kind of really keen to try and see if I could do a job in it and using it. And so I applied for a variety of things. And one of them was a graduate role with Mercedes High Performance Powertrains. So the company that makes the Formula One engines for Mercedes, McLaren, now Williams, and Force India, Aston Martin. I got a graduate position there, working within their engineering department. So I did some rotations during my first kind of year with them. And then I moved to a permanent role within the materials engineering team. And I was there for 6 years. So that was kind of my route in. But once I was in, I kind of realized I loved the sport, but loved the kind of the work that it gave me. I definitely love having lots of things going on all at the same time. And I like the fast-paced nature of the projects and stuff. So it kind of, Formula One fits with how I like to work. I just didn't know I liked Formula One before I got into it.
And now the question, what exactly are you doing and how can you summarize your responsibilities?
So I am head of quality and manufacturing engineering at Williams. Mm-hmm. So effectively my team, so I look after sort of three teams of people, and our role is to make sure that the parts that the engineering teams design are made correctly, and if not, why they maybe couldn't be made correctly or what happened. And then also to look at how we manufacture them or kind of, you know, make the parts most efficiently. So kind of really trying to bring that end-to-end process of kind of how we design the parts, but how we design the parts to get them to the car the quickest and the cheapest and to the right quality level.
How does a race week look like for you?
That's a really interesting, like I read that one and I was kind of like, that's really odd because it's a race week this week for us in the factory. And I think we do know there's a race going on, but actually in some ways we don't all at the same time because we just carry on. So we're always, you know, we're looking kind of, maybe 2-3 races ahead in terms of kind of if we've got updates coming through or just to maintain, you know, we have life limits on parts and things. So we've always got a constant stream of parts coming through. So almost each week for us kind of in some ways feels the same. I think there is, like, we do know the races are on. We kind of, you know, there's boards around the factory and stuff that have like countdowns and things, and people do follow it. But yeah, it's kind of interesting. I actually, for a lot of us in the factory, we don't necessarily kind of like see the difference between a race week and a non-race week.
Okay. So do you watch the race on TV?
We tend to watch the highlights mainly because we just don't have, in the UK, you have to pay to have the channel that puts the, the racing on, and we don't pay for it in our house. But yeah, they do put the highlight channel, like one of our kind of free to air channels has it on like a highlights package on a Sunday evening. So it kind of fits quite well with our schedules and stuff as well. So tend to watch it then instead.
How would you describe the atmosphere in the factory?
I think, you know, it's good. It's positive. We kind of, you know, I think for Williams particularly, I think we can kind of see ourselves moving in the right direction. We're clearly not performing, you know, our previous couple of seasons hasn't been what we wanted to do. And I think, you know, things are kind of moving and there is kind of excitement, but, you know, we're still a single team and people are always working like for each other and with each other. Which is the nice bit of kind of working in Formula One. Although it's a job, you're also part of a big team as well.
And when was a race weekend successful for you, where you say, okay, we've really done a good job?
I think that, yeah, if we've delivered kind of an update on time and we can kind of see that performance, especially if it's kind of, yeah, we've found it and we've had to really work together to meet a tight deadline and things, that's when it's really satisfying, when we've kind of, you know, we've all had to pull together to achieve what we wanted, or kind of, you know, even after, like obviously last weekend was not kind of our most successful weekend, and we had quite a lot of bits that needed to either be remade or rework to kind of get them to the track. And that can produce a lot of unknown work, and it is about then kind of coming back from the race, kind of pulling together, recovering from what wasn't a great result that we wanted, but also making sure we can deliver what we need back out to the circuit so we can go racing again this weekend.
Yeah. And Cara is such a huge Williams fan, and she was like, oh my God, they're scoring, they're getting points.
There was the question.
One day.
This weekend.
That is the hope.
I hope for that. Every weekend.
I know. It's like, yeah, we're keep coming so close. But yeah,
was so close. I know. Oh my God.
That one, once they cut, it would just be a nice feeling to kind of have that, even just one point again.
And what would you say is the most challenging part about your job? Is it when you really have to deliver new parts in a very short period of time?
Yeah, so that can definitely be challenging. I think for me personally, I was like thinking about this one. I think it's definitely, sometimes it's a lot of the pressure I put on myself, but I kind of, it's balancing all of the different things, kind of the short term versus the long term. Obviously we're constantly having to deliver, but we're also wanting to kind of look at how we maybe do things differently to make it more efficient in the future. And so we've just got lots of different projects always happening at the same time, and new ideas or a new challenge that arrives on a day-to-day basis, which is part of what I love, but also kind of can be, you know, a challenge as well, because, and I think working in Formula One, I always say, is actually kind of, you have an expectation that you can deliver a part to the track within a couple of weeks if you really want to. But that also then makes you feel that you can do any project within the same time frame. And it's, can then end up meaning like, but actually some things just can't, you know, if you need a system change or you need to, you know, change, it's just long term, and actually kind of it sort of contradicts with what we're used to in Formula One. So you have to kind of reset your expectations and your patience level, which sometimes is a personal challenge to deal with.
Yeah. And now there are three races in May on the May weekends. Is that stressful for you? When there are three races up to come?
If everything goes to plan, no, because kind of we have a schedule of delivery of parts, and you know, we would normally expect to be fine to deliver to that. If we have like the events of last race weekend, where we're kind of thrown in some unknowns into kind of the plan, that can become a bit, you know, that can become challenging depending on what capacity we've got within the business and what else we're trying to achieve at the same time. So then sometimes we will have to sit down and kind of prioritize what is possible.
And after all your years working in Formula One, what is one of your most memorable moments whilst working for Williams?
I think working at Williams is definitely, I've been really lucky. I managed to go to, got to go to the race in Monza in 2018. And then I also got to be at Silverstone I've lost track of years because I think 2020 just didn't really exist, did it? 2019, I got to go to Silverstone on a Thursday because I was there for a meeting. And that was the day, have you ever seen, like, I think it was Frank's anniversary year at Silverstone. And he did that filming with the car when Lewis took him around the track.
Yes.
I actually got to be, it happened when I was there. So I kind of actually saw them driving out of the garage and stuff. So that, I think, kind of looking back would be amazing. Like, just, I'm very lucky to have got to go to the track. Unfortunately, it's not something we can kind of do for all our staff. And to kind of be there for them is amazing.
And how often do you see your working mates who are working on the track?
At the moment, very rarely, because we try and keep them as separate as possible from the factory just because of all of the COVID restrictions and their travelling and things like that. And we don't want to risk kind of them not being able to go racing. And then even in normal times, they're kind of in and out, depending on kind of at what period of the season it is. So during kind of the standard flyaway season, if we go for a normal year, they're often not in. So once they go to Australia, they probably won't come back into the factory until kind of we hit the European races. Mm-hmm. Then during European season, they're maybe in a little bit more between races. And then as we kind of go to the tail end flyaways, often they won't be back in just because we need to be able to give them time off between races. And then if they're back-to-backs anywhere, they're just flying straight between the races.
And what has been your experience as a woman in motorsport?
It's always a really hard question, this one. Like, for me, I've never felt kind of any, like, I don't feel like I've noticed any kind of difference. There are sometimes where, you know, I will kind of sit in a meeting and just suddenly go, oh, I actually am the only kind of woman in the room. But in terms of kind of opportunity and how I've kind of been treated and respected by my peers, I've kind of never felt that that's, you know, been a difference for me. I'm proud to be able to kind of, you know, promote it though, and be able to kind of, you know, do things like this or kind of other talks and presentations just to show people kind of that it is possible and that you can kind of achieve whatever you want, and gender shouldn't be part of it. But yeah, kind of luckily, and I think, you know, that is coming through in the sport. And obviously we had Claire at the top at Williams, which was kind of a great inspiration to me. But hopefully I can kind of now at least maybe show other people that that there is something that they can do. And I think the numbers are getting better. I think it's not just Formula One, it's kind of engineering in general. I don't know what it is in other places in Europe, but in the UK, kind of we're definitely across all STEM and engineering industries, we have a low proportion of female staff. Mm-hmm. But I think numbers coming through from university and going into university are getting better. So we just have to wait in some ways for the pipeline to work as well.
We will see what happens with the next generation. I think it will require more women because they're very cool programs already. Thank you so much.
That's right.
I'm really looking forward to the next races in May, and all fingers crossed for some points.
Yes, fingers crossed. We're hoping very much. It would be nice just to get that. Get that one point and kind of start, and then hopefully that's the start of a journey rather than the expectation of waiting for it. But I'm sure we will. I think things have definitely moved in the right direction, I think, this season, so.
Und wie ihr rausgehört habt, das Interview wurde Anfang der letzten Saison aufgenommen. Und ja, es war nicht nur ein Punkt, sondern es waren viele, viele, viele mehrere Punkte für Williams und die erfolgreichste Saison seit 2017. Sehr, sehr cool. Wir hoffen, ihr habt das Interview genossen, und in diesem Sinne sagen wir bis zum nächsten Mal und tschüss.
Fox. Oh my God, yes! Holy mac and cheese balls.
Im Frühling steigt so einiges. Die Temperaturen, die Stimmung und die Partys draußen. Nur die Preise. Die sinken jetzt bei vielen Produkten langfristig. Entdecke die neuen niedrigen Preise. Sogar bei vielen Möbeln für draußen. In deinem IKEA und auf IKEA.de.
Wusstest du, dass TK Maxx immer die besten Markendeals hat? Duftkerzen für alle, Sportoutfits, stylische Pieces für dein Zuhause, Designer-Handtasche, check, check, check. Bei TK Maxx findest du große Marken zu unglaublichen Preisen. Psst. Im Onlineshop auf tkmaxx.de kannst du rund um die Uhr die besten Markendeals shoppen. TK Maxx, immer der bessere Deal im Store und online.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.